This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is terrorism expert Brigitte Gabriel, who's the founder of ActForAmerica.org. Her latest book is They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It, and it's a New York Times bestseller. So go ahead and pick up a copy and find out what you're missing. We want to get her thoughts today on the latest case involving a suspected terrorist right here in the United States, a 27-year-old Massachusetts man arrested and arraigned on Wednesday for alleged plans to assassinate political figures and even shoot up shopping malls in this country, and something that perhaps he's been thinking about for a number of years. And Brigitte, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we just saw a couple of weeks ago the case involving Najib Boulazizi, the Colorado man who was planning allegedly to attack New York City. And now this man in Massachusetts. It seems like we're hearing about this frequently. There's also the teenager down in Dallas. There's the convert to Islam in Illinois, another one in North Carolina that was planning to attack Quantico, allegedly. Are we just seeing more plots, or are we understanding and doing a better job of breaking them up?
We are doing a better job in breaking them up, as well as we are seeing a rise of terrorist activities across the United States. With the arrest of this guy in Massachusetts, this will be the 27th plot that has been foiled on American soil since September 11th. And with his arrest, we have actually arrested about 46 homegrown jihadists in the last 7 to 8 months alone since President Obama came to office. And the reason why is because we are seeing this emboldening across the board of terrorists operating in the United States, because when President Obama came to power, even Napolitano, who is the chief of Homeland Security, refused to address the fact that we have jihadists operating in America, that we have a problem with the radical ideology. They said that we are just fighting a radical minority in Pakistan and in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And it made the terrorists realize that they have carte blanche, basically, and someone who is not really paying attention to them sitting at the White House. And that's why we have seen such a rise. I mean, 46 arrests in the last 7 months. That's a huge number of homegrown terrorists in America.
Brigitte, is it entirely due to that, or is it just a matter of the radical Islamic culture being infiltrated into this culture and raising up followers over time?
Definitely that plays into it as well. I mean, they have been infiltrating this country for years now. In my book, I discuss all the cities that terrorists are operating in. We have terrorist cells in 40 states in the United States. We have top terrorist organizations from Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, with cells in the top 31 cities in the United States. So this has been a problem. And the problem also that is contributing to this rise of radical Islam in America is that the teaching that is being taught in Islamic schools and madrasas and mosques across America. What's interesting is the man that they arrested in Massachusetts actually taught Islamic religion at one of the Islamic centers in the area. So it goes to show you that the more Muslims in America are becoming a part of the fabric of mosques in America and being more involved in the religion, we are seeing that the more they get involved, the more radicalized they become as they really learn the teachings of the Quran.
Brigitte, you mentioned that the Obama administration should be doing more to not only investigate, but to actually talk about the threat that's inside this country. How should they do that?
Well, by simply stating that we are fighting a war against radical Islam. I mean, you will not hear those words uttered by our administration. Also, they do not want the lexicon jihad even mentioned. I mean, they banned it from military communication. Yet here we have, and this is a perfect example, Craig, that for the jihadists that we have arrested on American soil, at least the last four that you mentioned in this interview, every single one of them stated that they are in a holy jihad against America, that they are conducting jihad against the infidels. Now, here we have the terrorists who are arrested in our own country, plotting to kill our fellow American citizens on our soil, the latest one wanting to go into a mall and start shooting at innocent civilians, saying that he is doing it for jihad. Yet we have Napolitano, who is the chief of Homeland Security, refusing to even utter the word or even acknowledge the word jihad. She wants to call them overseas contingencies, man-made disasters. They're giving them every single other word other than jihad, and they're not really facing that true problem we are facing, and that is jihad against the United States.
Brigitte, we mentioned now the fact that they haven't done that. Why do you think they haven't been more clear about who we're fighting and why?
The reason why is because our administration has been infiltrated by Muslims who are working in key sensitive positions in our government, whether in the Pentagon or the State Department or the Department of Homeland Security and many others. It started with President Bush reaching out with the Muslim outreach program right after September 11th, thinking that if we extended a hand to the Muslim community in the United States, that those American Muslims will be an asset to us in helping us fight the war against radical Islam overseas. But what we have learned is those same people that we extended a hand to and employed them within our government in different departments in the government have basically links to Islamic terrorist organizations, either directly or indirectly. And lately, with CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and the expose about CARE, that they are basically a front to the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE is the one of the organizations that basically has been responsible for providing these supposedly moderate Muslims or experts to work in these sensitive positions. So we basically have the fox watching the hen house within our government, advising our president and our Department of Homeland Security and higher ups within this administration on what they should do in dealing with Islam in the United States and abroad, and only to find out that these same advisors have links directly to the Muslim Brotherhood and also share the same ideology as the Muslim Brotherhood.
So in terms of those who actually want to eradicate radical Islam in this country and those who want to perpetrate harm on innocent civilians, what actions need to be taken?
Well, we need to have swift action. The president, the administration needs to come out and say very clearly that we are obviously fighting jihad in the United States. We are fighting radical Islamists who are driven by a radical ideology because obviously these people are not necessarily Al-Qaeda. So our administration needs to present to the American public that it is not only Al-Qaeda that we are fighting. We can take away Osama bin Laden and al-Zawahiri tomorrow and our problem will not end, because those people that we have arrested share the same ideology as Al-Qaeda, yet they have no affiliation with Al-Qaeda. They are affiliated just with the ideology of Al-Qaeda, and they are perpetrating attacks on American soil. The ideology that is driving Al-Qaeda is the Islamic ideology as it is written in the Quran and preached by Prophet Muhammad. And I think our administration needs to come clear with the American public and expose to them the study that the Pentagon did in 2006, where they assigned intelligence analysts to write a report about the source of Islamic extremism flaring around the world. When the results came out of the Pentagon, the problem is the Quran that is driving them, the holy Islamic book. It is the religion itself, straight from the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad, whom Muslims consider the perfect man. The study, Craig, was avoided by the media and everyone else as if it was nuclear and harmful to your health. I think the administration needs to come clean with the American public and tell them what we are really fighting and what the signs are, and take measures to arrest these people and set an example in the Islamic community that those of you who are trying or plotting or being involved with terrorist organizations to harm Americans, you will be found, you will be persecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Brigitte, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for helping us understand what's going on here much better.
Thank you, Craig. It's always a pleasure.
Brigitte Gabrielle, her book is They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. It's currently a New York Times bestseller. She's also the founder of ActForAmerica.org. She's also a survivor of terrorism, having grown up in Lebanon during the many violent years over there. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.